From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Caribbean anger, the decision against Europe's banana regime directed at the WTO and the Americans.
They haven't come up with any concrete proposals that make sense.
A Miami-based Cuban exile group rejects Havana's allegations of involvement in recent hotel bombings in Cuba, and Anguilla's chief minister takes his case against the governor to London. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Senior U.S. trade official Stuart Eisenstadt has called on the European Union to accept a key ruling by the World Trade Organization against the EU banana import regulations. He says there's need for a rethinking of traditional trade and aid policies that help developing countries at the expense of industrialized nations. A WTO report currently being studied by the European Commission says the EU must either change its banana regime or pay compensation to those negatively affected by the regime. Mr. Eisenstadt, who is the U.S. Undersecretary of State for Commerce, says he does not favor the compensation option. Vice President of the European Union's Leon Britton says the EU must now find a way to deal with the matter in the face of U.S. opposition and the WTO ruling.
They don't disapprove of the relationship with the Caribbean banana people. They, in fact, say that we can help them by giving them preferential access to our market for their bananas. But what they